Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show tonight. We have some updates for you, and we're very happy and proud to present George Vincent with Heavenly Deposit the movie. He'll be giving us updates and wonderful news about the trailer and how we could contribute to help make this happen. Also, we'll be having craft collaborations towards the end of the show. They'll be coming on and sharing their updates about their website and how we can help benefit them as well. I'm going to give a few announcements, and then we're going to bring George on. Well, first, we'd like to promote Chaplain Steve. He was a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology, and Chaplain Steve can help your loved ones in San Diego Workplace Chaplains.com in Southern California. You can reach Chaplain Steve at 1-800-539-6143 or visit him at www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. Also, please support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices, and they help others like Mama Joyce to get their messages out to the public and have shows that help others stay informed of world events, as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out. Tell all your friends as well, and it's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. Mama Joyce also promotes WoundedWarriorProject.org, HopeMill.org, CraftCollaborations.com, and last but certainly not least, HeavenlyDeposit.com. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on George Vincent. Are you there, George?
I sure am. How are you tonight, Joyce?
Okay, a little befuddled, but otherwise I'm doing good. Doing good. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thank you for asking. Everything went great. You know, spent it with some family and great friends, and decided to just really focus on the fact of being thankful for God. That was the main focus this time. So it was nice.
Absolutely, that's wonderful. I had a marvelous time. My son took me out to a wonderful place in Santa Clarita called Lucille's Barbecue. And they had a lovely venue there. The meal was fantastic, and we had a really good time.
That's great. That's great. Well, Joyce, I just wanted to kind of like share this and say, first of all, thank you for having me on. I want to thank you and of course, your audience. I'd love to share some great updates with Heavenly Deposit, our film. It's our family faith-based film. So if you have any specific questions for me, go for it. Otherwise, I'll just kind of start throwing things out little by little.
Absolutely love it. By the way, in the chat room, Drew and Eric give a resounding hello and a salutation.
That's awesome. What's up, gentlemen? that's always
a little
nice.
Shout
always
out
nice.
There. Yeah. You know, I understand that your location for shooting has probably changed a little bit because you have found some awesome spots to shoot the movie. And you want to give us a little update about that?
Absolutely. Locations are, you know, unbelievably important. We were going to shoot quite a lot out in Oxnard, which is an amazing city. I really mean that. The people are wonderful. It just so happened that we've got, you know, a pretty decent-sized crew and everything, and when you start looking at, you know, to put people up in hotels, feeding them breakfast, lunch, and dinner and all that stuff, you kind of have to weigh it out. What's really, you know, what's the better decision? So even though we are going to be out in Oxnard for about a week now, we are looking more towards Los Angeles. So we've been really fortunate. Like we got this one difficult location. I mean, if anybody out there's tried to get a bank before, it is hard. So we did. We got through. We got ourselves a terrific bank because it is called Heavenly Deposit, and you need a bank. So we did that, and of course we just got a bookstore out here. We had one out in Ventura County, and then because like I said we're pulling back towards LA now, so we got one right out here, right in North Hollywood, which I'm excited about. We even got a grocery store, which that was really hard. Ricky, my producing partner, who's an amazing human being, he was the one who found that, and we're so grateful. So that's very difficult too. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put this out to the audience. If anybody, if you're listening in there and you want to, please send any assistance out. We are looking for a jewelry store in the Los Angeles area. If anybody's open to allowing us to film there for a day.
Okay.
And also a repo lot. A repo lot is the other one that we're looking for right now. So, if any of the listeners out there says, hey, I know somebody, please reach out to us. You could actually reach out to me through heavenlydeposit.com. You can leave a message there, or heavenlydeposit@gmail.com. heavenlydeposit@gmail.com. That would be great.
Oh, that's beautiful. So you need a jewelry store and a repo place, right?
A repo place? That's right.
Oh, jewelry store. Beautiful. And you preferred in the Los Angeles, Hollywood area would be good?
Los Angeles, North Hollywood, Eagle Rock, Glendale, anything in this area is terrific. Anything.
Okay, yep, San Fernando Valley down. Pretty much. Yeah.
You bet. That's it. There you go. You bet.
Yeah. Gee, that's great. That's wonderful to know. You guys have been working on this so hard, and I know a lot of times when you work on something, whether it's a movie or a ministry, a lot of times people will say, gee, I'm on board, and, we want to help you, and then something happens, and perhaps that doesn't come through for one reason or another. People have wonderful, well intentions, and God bless them for that. We don't discriminate whatsoever, but I do want to really share this with everybody who's listening now and who will listen in the archives as well. I want to welcome all of you again in the chat room, in the archives, and everywhere who's listening. When you want to support somebody, before you say you're going to get on board and you're going to do this or that or the other, that's wonderful, but I would pray about it first so that when you do that, you have integrity and you follow through with it. Because that's a real important factor, especially in ministry, especially with an anointed movie like Heavenly Deposit. We need people with the like minds who are on board and who really are after, this movie has got heart. I don't know, is the trailer available for them to see, George?
It's absolutely up. It's on our website at heavenlydeposit.com, and they can just click it right away and they can see the trailer, sure.
Because I'll tell you something, once you do that, when I saw it, I was moved to tears. I was on board immediately. And I know that once you see that, you should tell all your friends, your relatives, your coworkers, anybody you're associated with to go to that heavenly.com. Also, I'm not sure, what about donating funds? What if someone wants to come on board and donate some funds?
That's fantastic. Thank you for bringing that up, Joyce. We are looking for a couple more investors, maybe one or two more investors. If somebody wants to pursue that avenue, they can reach out to me, like I said before, through heavenlydeposit@gmail.com. We can basically share our business plan with them, and if it interests them, then we can talk further. Otherwise, mm-hmm. we are accepting donations, and that's been terrific. We've been very, very grateful. You know, from my church, from Ricky's church, other churches mm-hmm. have been able to help us out with donations. People like yourself who, you know, who've helped us, Joyce. Every little bit counts, whether it's a dollar, whether it's $5, $10, doesn't matter, because it all goes to putting together this film. So there's a donation button on our website, and it'll say donate. And if, you know, if your heart is in the mood and you feel like helping us out, please go for it. We are open to receive, and hopefully we'll be able to give back when this film is done. You know?
Oh, and that's fantastic. By the way,
I do have some news. We are going to start filming in March.
Ooh.
Yep. We have enough funds to start up mm-hmm. and film, and what's called get the film in the can. So that's what
right.
we're going to do. And right now, it's terrific. So we're reaching out to some actors currently, and see if they can, you know, if they're interested in jumping on board with us. Right now, we are in talks. We've reached out to Blair Underwood. So that's
beautiful.
Pretty big. Yep. Yep. So we're waiting
that
now
is fantastic.
To see whether or not.
Yeah, that is
you.
Great news. That's wonderful. Are you going to be filming in Los Angeles in March?
Yes. We're going to be we have it down to 20 days. So looking for Los Angeles. We're looking for we're going to be in Glendale, by the way. So we're going to be there, and then we're going to be out in Anaheim. And of course we'll be out in Oxnard as well. So yeah.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. That is fantastic. And for those of
you
who are just come on board tonight and maybe want to know a little bit about this anointed film, George and Rick have put this together with the collaboration of some other wonderful people, with Bill DeFoy has been promoting it as well. Yes, and do you want to give us a little background on what this film is basically about?
Sure. Heavenly Deposit is a personal story, and it's basically a film about finding faith and hope in a time of need, and I think everyone can relate to that. I mean, how many people have been either struggling, whether or not they, you know, they are first believers, or if they're not believers, they just don't, you know, they just don't have that idea or that inclination to believe. And then finally something happens in their lives that actually changes them, you know. So basically that's
mm-hmm.
what happened to me. You know, I had some interesting moments in my life. And then finally I experienced this I can't explain it other than saying it was a divine experience that actually changed my life. And because I experienced that, I wanted to share it with the world. I wanted to share it with everyone I could. And what I did, Joyce, I started mm-hmm. telling everyone, you know, face by face, while I was sitting at Starbucks or Coffee Bean in the grocery store, I'd share my story of what happened. And what I, you know, basically get after I finished, would people would just look at me, they would be teary-eyed and say, thank you for sharing that. It's very powerful. Well, one day, I ended up sharing it with a gentleman who turned out to be a minister. And
wow.
He said, you have to make this into a film. And Joyce, the irony of all this is that I am an actor. I've been an actor for about 20 years now. And
uh-huh.
and it never really occurred to me, or I was too afraid. Either one. And
yeah.
You know, but him basically, you know, telling me, you have to really make this into a film and share with the world. That
wow.
that inspired me, and I said, you know what? Let's put everything to the side. Let's sit down and start working. And that's what I did. And I wrote the script.
Fantastic.
As a matter of fact, Joyce, we're still making a couple of changes, but I think we're called like, you know, script lock. So we're looking good. After about a year
well,
and three quarters.
That is fantastic.
Thank you, Joyce.
That is wonderful. That is what you guys got to see that trailer. I mean, that speaks for itself. speaks volumes. Please go to heavenlydeposit.com. Also, you can invest in the film. There's investors, you know, and George and Rick can talk to you about that.
That's right. Hello?
Eric, and you can hear me? Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, because I had a power outage at the house. I don't know what's going on. But I see
here.
I live up near the mountains, so so sometimes
awesome.
We have a little glitch here. Yeah, but as long as you can still hear me, and if it does go out, just you'll have to wing it there, George, and give you wonderful information.
I'm down for that. I can handle it.
Good, good. I just love the trailer though, and I can hardly wait till the movie is produced. You know, you guys have done such an enormous job of getting the collaboration with the funds together and the people, you know, in the movie and the background. I love the background on what it's based on. It's just, it's beautiful. It's fantastic. You know, and I'm so grateful that you decided to do this movie. We need more like that. You know, there's so much going on in the world. It's just unbelievable.
Joyce,
so,
I'm
glad that you're producing this movie. And I do believe, and I can be safe to say, George, that this is going to be one of many that you'll be doing.
For sure. For sure, Joyce. I definitely agree with that. And we'll, Ricky and I, God willing, will be working many, many more times together. I would love to share this one. The other day I was at church, last Sunday, and I was just sitting there, you know, during coffee hour after church was over, just having a cup of coffee, you know, and long story short, you know, these ladies, they approached me and they're like, hey, you know, we heard about your movie. Is there any way we can see the trailer? And I said, well, you can go on, you know, heavenlydeposit.com, and, you know, or, and they're like, do you have it here? And I was like, well, funny you should ask. I do. So, you know, cause I have it on my phone. So as soon as there were three ladies, I played it for them. And two of them had tears in their eyes right after. And I was just sitting there going, oh, wow. It's like they said, this is really powerful and we can't wait to see it. And I was just like, if we can keep getting responses like that, I know we're on the right track, Joyce. I know it, you know?
Yes.
It feels good. It feels good.
That is fantastic. You know, and that is a reality. I don't know anybody who hasn't listened to or watched the trailer. Anybody, nobody, who wasn't moved to tears by it. I mean it. It just, and that's just the trailer, folks. Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Yeah, we're gonna have a
absolutely,
nice,
absolutely.
Film.
The first scene starts out with you as a little boy, correct?
Yes, yes. At least in the trailer, what I just wanted to do was let people know this has to do with my dad. So it basically showed the love that we have for each other and how he was always just a super cool dad, right? And then.
Yeah.
If I go further, it'll give stuff away. But the reality is, it deals with loss, and of course, not everyone, but most people have been around that right now. I would say they've experienced someone that they've lost that they've loved, and you know, how does that relate to them, and how do they feel about that? And sometimes it's you know, very, very difficult. You know, most
yes,
of the time
it
very
is
difficult.
Yeah.
You know?
See, you can relate on some level. You can relate. And, you know, no matter who you are, what you've been through, there's at some level, even with just the trailer, people can relate to it. And that's why you're moved to tears, because there's something, it touches on something in everybody's heart that moves you, you know.
True, true, Joyce. You know, and I will say this, the way that people have been coming to this project, it truly has been, you know, all God's doing. And I will share a quick story with this one. We so most people, I would imagine a lot of people have heard of God's Not Dead, or, you know, they've either heard of it or seen it. There's a gentleman that we ended up bringing on board our project, and his name is Benjamin Onyango, and he's one of the primary actors in God's Not Dead.
Wow.
And the way it happened, Joyce, I went to this networking event, and I stopped going to networking events for about 5 months, and then one night something told me to go. Well, I went, and this young lady comes up to me, and she's like, "Hey, George, you know, I want you to, you're an actor. This is a gentleman's an actor, you know." And I was like, "Sure." So we started talking, and I was like, "I've seen him before. I knew it, but I was just like, oh, man, you know." So then I found out he was in Tears of the Sun. He was in God's Not Dead. He's done a lot of work. And it was just so funny how I was looking online the day before at God's Not Dead, who's the distributor, right? And who was the production company? And who do I meet the next night is Benji Onyango, who I end up, you know, we shared, you know, contact info. We met outside from that event, showed him the script. He loved it, and he said this movie has to be made. And he came on board, and he's got a nice role in our film. So we're excited, and we're
fantastic
to have him on. Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, that is a blessing in itself. You know, I'm glad people believe in this because it is a tremendous film. It's a message that needs to be and a story that needs to be told. It really is, George.
Thank you so much, Joyce. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. You know what? I can actually, if you want, I can probably just connect my producing partner. He could say a quick hello if we can get him on.
Sure, you betcha.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Okay. Rick is going to come on the line and he's going to say hello. This is George's partner here. It's a tremendous movie.
We're here. Here he is.
Hey, Rick. How you doing there, buddy?
How's it going, everyone?
Great. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I went up to see my daughter. up in Fresno, going to college. My parents are there, my sister, my brother. So it was good.
Beautiful. I'm glad you made it to the show tonight because they want to hear the other half of George Vincent.
Yeah, that's my buddy.
yeah, Rick Irvin.
Charging my phone. How's it going, everyone?
That's
glad
okay.
To be on.
Yeah.
Now,
Rick? I'm glad you're on. I wanted to ask you, what do you enjoy most about making this film with George?
Working with George. That's the easiest answer. No, working with George and the script, you know, it's, just working with George on the script. And it's turning out to be, he's constantly working on it. It's just getting better and better and better. I'm so excited for everyone to see it. And I love working with George. You know, he's, when you work in LA and, you know, when you work anywhere, you know how it is. It's just pleasant to have someone that you love working with. It makes the job
right.
You love even that much. Yeah, it makes it that much better.
Right back at you, Rick. Thanks, brother.
Yeah. Well, it helps if you're both on the same page and you have that belief system, you know, inside of you and the faith about this movie. I'm just so excited. I'm so glad you're beginning to shoot in March. That's exciting, Rick and George.
Yeah, we are go for March. Everything's looking good. We've had some even more wonderful people that God put in our lives that's been helping us, with locations and just many other things, you know. We're blessed. We're truly blessed, and we can't wait to share this film with everyone. I'm so excited. I'm excited to shoot. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Yeah, that's wonderful. And I saw you guys on your Facebook page there that you guys are working, and you did a little video on the thumbs up on filming and getting it together. You guys look great.
Thank you.
That's all Rick. That's all Rick. He kind of sideswiped me on that one because I'm sitting there working on the computer, and he's like, "Hey, just say hi." I was like, "Ah, hi." It was great, but it came out. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was one of those impromptu moments and worked out great.
It sure did.
With this social media thing, you know, us, you know, well, I'll speak for myself, me being a little older. I'm trying to learn, you know, it's social media is very important when it comes to everything. Casting, it's good, you know, to have people with a nice social media buzz. So we'd like to stay, you know, let the people know we're still here.
That's right. And that's important that they know that it just, you guys didn't fall off the face of the earth. You're working very, you know, expeditiously
very
on this. So you're doing great.
Yeah, very diligent.
Doing great.
Yeah, very
Drew
diligent.
Said if he was in California, he would take a part as an extra in the movie.
He's in Florida. Fly out, Drew.
Yeah, Drew, that's a long trip.
Yeah,
Florida,
sure is.
Oh, wow.
From Florida. You betcha. Yeah. You know, you have a Facebook page too, Heavenly Deposit, correct?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, everyone, if you just type in Heavenly Deposit in your Facebook search bar, you'll see the logo. The logo we've been using to promote the film, and like our page and get more updates. We'll have at a certain point, we might have to stop updating. You know, we can't give away too much, like the last Batman Superman trailer.
Right. No, you can't, because they have to just get a little teaser trailer. They can see that, but we don't want to give away too much. Absolutely.
No,
right.
No, we don't want to give.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we gotta leave you wanting, thirsty and hungry to see it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The teaser
trailer did just that. You know, it made people want it. They wanted to know what happened. You know, what happened to Peter's
right.
wife? What's right. going on? You know, so we shot for that, and that's the response we got, and you know, praying that we bring across the vision we want with the film also.
That's right.
And really touch people's hearts and change lives.
That's what's important, their lives to be transformed through this movie. I mean, even making it, your lives are being changed.
Definitely. And, you know, I have to get in the book more. You know, it's one of those things. I think the first time I talked to you, Joyce, we're talking about how distractions are, you know, once you get closer to God, you notice that the devil tries harder to lead you astray. So you never really, you know, you always have to keep your armor on.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's very true. You betcha, the whole armor.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to know that Drew is tweeting about the show tonight and Heavenly Deposit and everything, so on. And he's got a big social media following as well. So we promote you. We believe in you guys. We believe in the film. We believe what you're doing and what the message brings forth. You know, it's so important that we support people like this and these endeavors, because there's not enough of them. We got to flood Hollywood and Los Angeles with wonderful movies like Heavenly Deposit.
Yeah,
for sure. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so true. And I feel, you know, George and I have been blessed to be a part of the move, you know, God's movement of that, you know, doing just that. So it's a blessing. I feel like God chose us. He trusts us to provide, you know, a great message to people. In this time of need, I mean, more than ever, with the stuff going on in the world, I mean, it seems like every time we talk to you, something's going on, you know, and the world really, really needs this film even more than before.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And it's getting worse and worse, but, you know, that's why we got to keep our focus on the prize, you know, on
the
God,
prize.
And knowing that no matter what we see or hear, you know, he's ultimately knows what's going on. He allows it for whatever reason, but he's also got his hand on there, you know.
Yeah.
And he really, and I am so excited about this film because it's gonna be a breakthrough film. That's what I believe it's going to be, a breakthrough film. And it's going to open the door to many more films like this because, like I said, we need to have films like this. HeavenlyDeposit.com, folks, you know, and on Facebook, too, Heavenly Deposit. So if you want to donate, you can go to HeavenlyDeposit.com and donate. If you want to invest in it, which is, you know, very much welcome, you can also go to HeavenlyDeposit.com or HeavenlyDeposit@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah.
HeavenlyDeposit@gmail.com. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, because it's very important that we support films like this and get behind the people who are bringing this out because, you know, so many people spin their wheels and they get behind stuff that is negative and gives a negative connotation. I want to see Heavenly Deposit in the news taking over the airwaves saying, wow, what a blockbuster film. You know, I mean,
yeah.
That really hits home.
That's
I
right.
want to see them advertise it. People pick it up and want to just run with it because it's a very, very good film for what I saw in the trailer. And I just appreciate you guys so much. I really do. It's an honor and a pleasure to promote you on my show, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Joyce. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. And,
oh, it's
and
my
by
pleasure.
The way, how was your Thanksgiving? Not to get off the subject here.
It was very nice. My son took me to Lucille's Santa Clarita, Lucille's Barbecue. It was great. They had a wonderful menu for Thanksgiving, enough I could take home and have for the next day. And it was very nice. We did something different this year. You know, normally I'd have people over and make a big dinner and stuff like that. But this year was a little different. So, you know, it was nice. I really liked that. I enjoyed it. I didn't have to do dishes.
Nice.
But it was fun, you know. But still, I have bags that I hand out to the homeless. You know, they're courtesy bags that I got from HopeMill.com. And I put them into the homeless veterans' hands. And the homeless people there. And it's got food in there and water and, you know, toiletries and stuff like that. So I've been handing those out. And when I get donations of fast food gift cards, I put those in there too so that they could have a hot meal as well.
You are terrific. You are terrific, Joyce. That's awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Well, it's my
yeah.
pleasure, my pleasure. And, you know, that's why I like to hook up with people like you guys, because you carry on the tradition of God's love, giving hope back into the world by making a movie like this, HeavenlyDeposit.com. So I hope that people who are listening tonight and in the archives will check out HeavenlyDeposit.com, make a donation, become involved and support this film, and George and Rick, and also go to Facebook and check out Heavenly Deposit as well. Watch the trailer and tell all your friends. Spread the word like wildfire.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's terrific. Thank you.
Is there anything else you guys would like to share tonight?
Rick, anything comes to mind?
Also, folks, at Heavenly Deposit, please join our Instagram and our Twitter page also.
Right on.
Which is at Heavenly Deposit. And, you know, please, you know, check out the teaser trailer at HeavenlyDeposit.com to get an idea. You know, this film is a powerful testimony true story, a powerful testimony, you know, and something like we haven't seen in the, you know, Christian film genre yet. I really feel
right.
that I've seen a lot, and there's been a lot of films, but testimonies are strong. They're testimonies to Christ and his power. So please, please check us out.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. You know, before you guys end you know, the interview here, I want to pray for you guys. I want to lift you up. And, in fact, God bless you, Eric, for bringing that up, because it's important that we lift you guys up in prayer in the movie, because there's so much power in prayer, do I have to tell you?
We agree.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to lift you guys up in the film, and also after we do that, once again, we'll tell you where you can, you know, go to donate or watch the trailer and become an integral part of this wonderful movie. Heavenly Father God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, I lift up Rick, and I lift up George and all these people who are connected with the movie, and Bill DeFoy, and all the cameramen and the people behind the scenes, the message and the love and the hope that this film gives. And Lord Jesus, I ask that you breathe on it, and that you pour out your Holy Spirit, and that you bring forth not only the funding, but the support in every way, shape, and form. The places, the jewelry store, the repo place for them to be able to get, and any other avenues that they need to be met. Their needs need to be met. Father, you are the author and finisher of our faith. You are creator. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. So, Lord, we're calling on you to provide every aspect of this film. Keep them healthy and well, all of them, and safe and protected at all times while they're doing this. And let's bring this film to the forefront and make it a blockbuster, Father God, as only you can do. We trust you. We put our focus on you. This glorifies you. This film glorifies you. And God bless the work of George and Rick's hands, Father God. God bless their servant hearts. And God bless this film. And we thank you ahead of time for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you're going to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, so that's,
thank you.
Yeah. So that's heavenlydeposit.com, Heavenly Deposit on Instagram and Twitter, and Heavenly Deposit on Facebook. So on all
that's
the
right.
social media, you guys like the page and check out the trailer and invest in this film in any way possible. We got to support these precious brothers. And I ask that you do everything you can to put the word out. If you yourself can't donate, talk to people who can. And please keep in mind, like I said, pray about it before you commit so that you can have integrity and follow through. That's a real important factor, you know, about supporting this film and these people here. We got to have integrity, folks. We're children of the light. And we want to portray God in a favorable way. So I just want to put that out there. And I want to thank Rick and George so much for coming on the show tonight. And we'll be doing updates from time to time. And when they're going to be shooting in March, we're excited. We know we're going to go forward with this. And we hope to hear more positive, wonderful updates.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Joyce. God bless you and your listeners. We truly appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all.
Oh, it's my
yes,
pleasure.
Thank you, Mama Joyce. And God bless everyone listening.
Yes.
Thank you.
Have
very
a great
welcome
night,
here.
Everyone. Thank you again.
You
good
too,
night,
and thanks
Joyce.
For
appreciate
coming
it.
On the show, you guys.
Appreciate it.
Talk soon.
Okay, we love
have
you. God
one.
Bless. Take care.
Yeah. Love you too.
Love y'all too. Bye bye now.
Okay, love y'all. Good night. God bless. Yeah. That was George Vincent and Rick Irvin, and God bless them. God bless them for what they do. You know, it's a wonderful time. You know, Eric, God bless you for, you know, being an integral part of the show. And Drew and Chris, I really appreciate you guys. I just wanted to say thank you also for helping me on my show and everything. You guys are very, very special to me. And what I'd like to do, we're going to have craft collaborations come on a little bit here. But before I do, I wanted to play a song. It's by Louis Armstrong. I love him. And he really, I mean, this at this time of the year, too, what a wonderful world it can be. We got to just keep our focus on God. So I do want to play this for y'all, and I hope you enjoy it.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Fox, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a getter. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Beautiful, beautiful song, and a wonderful world. Just we got to keep our focus on God. That's for sure. Well, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about craftcollaborations.com. Hopefully they'll be able to call in tonight, but if they're unable to, I do want to promote them because I believe in what they're doing. It's all USA-made products. In fact, Mama Joyce received her pretzel sticks today flavored, and I just am so grateful for that. They have every type of product that you could think of, healthy and delicious, and all kinds of entrepreneurs who are promoting their products. And what Kraft Collaborations.com does is they go ahead and host these wonderful items on their website, and that's why it's important that we support these precious ones. They have oils that you can get. They have food that you could get. They have toiletries, all different kinds of wonderful things. And they're all different prices, so you can get something. Everybody can afford something on there. It's important that we promote craftcollaborations.com. You know, Chris and Julia are two very wonderful people, and I believe in what they're doing, and I believe in their products, that they're very wholesome products, you know, and they believe in what they're doing as well. And I know Chris has a heart for animals, and so I do want to do a little shout-out about how we need to adopt those precious ones that are rescued, you know, at the animal shelters, and be kind and loving to animals. You know, we need to do that. They're God's creatures too. So that's really, really important that we get behind these causes, folks, and promote them. You know, Mama Joyce promotes the brotherhood of mankind. That's basically what I try to do. And I try to promote God's love and unconditionally, and leave the judging part to God. You know, we're not here to point fingers or judge anybody at all. You know, we're here to love people and pray for them and be a light or a help you know, in this world. So the more we could tip the scales to a positive note, the better off we're going to be. I'm going to go ahead and play one more song for you. And, of course, this is the time of year that's Christmas. And I love Nat King Cole. And here's this wonderful song, The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole. And hopefully Julia and Chris can call in and give you an update on what's happening with their website and how people can connect to them and support them. So here we go with Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
That was Nat King Cole, the Christmas song. Now we have Julia and Chris that have come aboard. And hello, are you there?
Hello, guys.
Chris and Julia.
How are you?
Hi. Wonderful to have you.
Wonderful to be here. Always happy to be back.
I'm glad that you're able to come onto the show tonight. I love you guys, and I believe in what you're doing. And I'm so thrilled. And we're just waiting to hear about the wonderful updates, what's happening with the site, how are you doing. And I see you've got a lot more products than you did when you first started out.
We do, yeah. We're up to, I think, almost 50 different partners we're working with. At this point, I think we're almost at 200 different products we have on the site from all across the U.S. It's been fantastic. It continues to grow literally every day.
Focusing seasonally.
That's
now.
Fantastic.
Yeah, have you received your pretzels?
Yes, I did today. I was telling the folks before you called in how wonderful. You know, you can go to their website, craftcollaborations.com. They've got a price range that anybody could afford, and they've got products that are wonderful, healthy, and delicious, and some things that you can use for the household. I'm so excited. That's why I said, you know, I wanted to do an update tonight, let people know more about you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. One of the things we've done that your listeners might also be interested in, so during our sort of first month of our real launch, we've done free shipping. You know, just to try and get people to check out the site, give them a little bit of incentive to do it, you know, make it a little less risky. You know, a lot of people, the first time they go to a store, maybe they're a little cautious. They don't know if the goods will hold up. They don't know what the quality is going to be. So we wanted to make it as inviting for people as possible. And it went over so well that from here on out, we're just going to do free shipping to anywhere in the domestic U.S.
That is fantastic. I'm excited. I love those pretzels, too. They're wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
No, they're fantastic. You know, I've worked with Lauren and Ali, who are the founders of Fatty Sundays, on and off for 5 or 6 years now, since they were a little tiny company, and they've grown a bit and had quite a bit of success. So, and the product's fantastic. You know, so we love that you enjoyed them.
Yes, absolutely. And they're good, wholesome products. I love them. You know, guys, you should go check it out. craftcollaborations.com. That's www.craftcollaborations.com. They have a wonderful selection. And I want you to tell all your friends, your coworkers, your family, anybody who is looking for a nice gift, and it doesn't have to just be for the holidays. It could be for yourself. It could be a birthday, an anniversary. They have such a wide selection. Can you give an idea of what some of the things that you have on there for sale?
Oh, anything from sweets to savory products, to home goods, candles, kitchenware.
It's pretty extensive.
Pretty extensive. And if you need any ideas or you're indecisive, then we can always craft a basket out for you, depending on your preference.
Yeah, that's actually been sort of an interesting thing we've gotten lately. The email address that people are using is hello@craftcollaborations.com. And we've gotten people who are saying, hey, you know, my girlfriend or boyfriend, husband, whatever it might be, this is what they're really into. Do you think you can put something together for us for Christmas or for the holidays? And based on that, we can sort of pull together a whole range of things that we think they might like. We're also starting to build towards, you know, keeping track of people's anniversaries so we can send nice little gifts out based on things that we know they like. You know, we get a huge range of samples in that we try and pass along to our customers so they can try them and give us feedback on what they love. You know, it's been great. It's been great. There's a huge range of products. We have this amazing company out of Madison, Wisconsin that makes these small batch preserves called Clemson Apple. They've been selling just like wildfire lately.
That's
some really
fantastic.
This week as well with Reading Roasters Coffee Company.
Yeah, just got mentioned in the news last week. No, so it's, you know, it's been fantastic. It's really, really taking off, and on the back end, sort of all of the things that I'm looking for and Julia looking for from the website and how it's doing and the visitors we're getting, it's just been phenomenal.
Are you getting that much feedback?
We're getting
quite a bit.
Honestly, we're getting a pretty decent amount.
And some surprising, very surprising customers.
Yeah.
I mean, from countries that we weren't necessarily expecting, but it's always a good thing.
Yeah, for some reason, we are absolutely
what's up in Canada and Scandinavian countries.
Yeah. We're finding there's a huge market for quality American craft even outside of the U.S., and you know, we'll ship abroad. For some reason, you know, Toronto has been unexpectedly a huge market for us because we put really no advertising into it at all. But somehow they found us, and the word has spread, and we've had a lot of sort of personal back and forth with the customers and getting to know them, so I think that's maybe going a long way.
That is fantastic. I'm so glad to hear that you're doing such a fantastic job with this. Listen, I believe in you guys 100%, and I'm so glad you're able to call in tonight, too, because I want people to know the updates on the people that I promote. I think the world of you, and I do owe you an apology, because I know you had mentioned you wanted to do the proceeds, you know, maybe some proceeds, but you don't have to do that. Okay, and at all, allow me to promote you. There's no compensation. I don't want that to be a stipulation, because I love you guys. I believe in you, and I just want you to be successful. Okay, and that's my main point. So I do apologize to you for putting that out there, and I hope you'll find it in your hearts to forgive me.
No, not at all. You know, Julia and I were just discussing. So one of the things that, you know, we obviously have sort of a few longer-term plans and directions we'd like this to go. And one of the sort of biggest plans that we've had since day one, and it's the reason for the name of the website, is doing collaborations with some of our partners with the percentage of proceeds to charities we care about. So I think really all of this stuff is just finding that exact fit. But no, we love what you do. We fully support it. So absolutely nothing.
Well, thank you. I support what you guys do, too.
Yeah, the code's still live. We still have the code live. There's a discount for any of your listeners. And like I say, free shipping. You know, we're happy to try and spread the love around, so to speak.
Yeah, bless your heart. I also did put a plug in for the animals, that we need to be loving and kind to the animals, and we need to adopt the rescues. You know, and that's important, too, because I know that's a cause after your own heart, too, as well, Chris.
It is. You know, we've got two pups who are actually contentedly chewing on bones in the living room right now.
Helping with gift giving these days.
Yeah. But for me, I'll do a quick plug here myself. I volunteered for Paws in Chicago. They're a no-kill shelter, and literally some of the best people I've ever met in my life. Just phenomenal. Absolutely amazing. And they used to do aid stations at races. You know, I get up at 5, take the pup down with me, do volunteering for them, volunteer at the shelter. Just fantastic people. You know, so whatever people's local rescues may be, yeah, absolutely. Please support it.
Beautiful.
We love that.
Beautiful. Well, we only have about a minute left on the show, but I do want to put that out there again, www.craftcollaborations.com. Chris and Julia, you are just a delight to have on the show, and we'll have you on in the weeks ahead. And please check out their website, support them 100%, and spread the word. And God bless all of you. And thank you, Julia and Chris, for coming on the show tonight.
And thank you, Mama Joyce. And also, please add the code Mama Joyce. If you put in the code Mama Joyce, you get 20% off.
There
you go.
20% off.
Okay,
everything.
That sounds great. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mama Joyce.
God bless. Thank you.
baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God.
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Great.